Duran Duran is alles voor de jonge Mark Ronson. Maar in zijn tienerjaren komen er nieuwe helden. De New Yorkse hip-hop grootheden van begin jaren 90.
Probably about 13 or 14, I really became obsessed with hip-hop, you know? I mean, up to that age, I knew things like the Beastie Boys and Run-DMC, like, kind of old kids in America knew those things. But, you know, I became really obsessed with, like, Tribe Called Quest, Gangsta, all the great New York stuff that was coming out.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Mark speelt rond die tijd in een band, maar daar kan hij zijn hip-hop obsessie niet kwijt.
At the time I was playing in a band, a rock band, but there was no way to express, you know, my love for this hip-hop stuff. So I didn't know how to rap. I had a feeling I'd be a pretty terrible rapper anyway, and I didn't really know anything about producing so much. So I thought I'd become a DJ. I love this culture and would listen to the radio in New York. You had so many great DJs. Funkmaster Flex, Stretch Armstrong, and that was it. So I kind of started DJing just clubs.
Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
Het is 1993 als Mark begint met DJ'en in clubs in New York. En binnen een paar jaar heeft hij in de scene een stevige naam opgebouwd. De hiphophelden waar hij dan al jarenlang tegen opkijkt, komen nu speciaal voor hem naar de clubs waar hij draait.
And over the course of a few years I made a name for myself. And suddenly some of my heroes like DJ Premier from Gangstar and people like that coming to the clubs. And then all of a sudden Biggie and Jay-Z and Puffy and Q-Tip and, like, you know, really my, like, massive sort of superstars were coming down to the little clubs that I was DJing at, which was incredible. And sort of here they are, like, you're the reason that you actually want to play records in the first place, and they're here walking into the club that you're DJing in. So that was pretty amazing.
Een van die supersterren, Q-Tip, is nu een goede vriend van Mark, maar in die tijd kijkt Mark enorm tegen hem op. Hij gaat dan ook compleet uit zijn dak als Q-Tip hem voor het eerst belt en een voicemail achterlaat.
Yeah, Q-Tip was on Bang Bang Bang. Yeah. Q-Tip was also on my first album on a song called Tomorrow. And I mean, now he's a, you know, we've worked together a lot. He's a very good friend, but the first time that he ever called me, it was back when people had answering machines on their home phones. I don't know if anyone has a home phone anymore, but I saved the message for, like, 2 years. Like, anytime someone would come over, I'd be like, dude, you want to hear the message of, you know, Q-Tip calling my phone? Because, you know, I was such a super fan.